Hi, everyone. My name is Joanna. I'm calling from Oberon Wines, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about where the two Oberon wines come from that are on offer today. That's the Oberon Merlot and the Cabernet Sauvignon from the 2008 vintage. The grapes for both are grown in several different sites throughout the Napa Valley. And here in Napa, there's so much diversity to be found within the vineyards. At one site, there are vines growing out of nutrient-poor volcanic soil on the hillsides. At the next, they're sitting in deep, fertile alluvial beds on the valley floor. And that array of conditions, not just in the soil, but also in the microclimates, is so unique, and it's due to the geography of the valley. Lying north to south, the San Francisco Bay's cooling influence can enter at the southern end and travel up the valley. But whereas many adjoining valleys are open at both ends so that the cooling influence just travels on through, Napa's boxed off at the northern end by Mount St. Helena, and that means that the moisture is trapped inside and that creates various fog lines down through the valley. So pair the different soil types you find with those different microclimates and their myriad combinations. These then result in recognizable wine characteristics from those different vineyards that our winemaker, who's Tony Coltrane, he can piece them together into the ideal blends each year for the Oberon wines. The Oberon Merlot grapes come primarily from Wooden Valley, which is a small valley against the Vaca Mountain Range, and that's the range that makes up the eastern side of Napa Valley. Even though it's more inland than vineyards to the west, the San Francisco Bay Delta penetrates far enough inland that its influence reaches these vineyards that actually sit right at the marine layer line. So that allows for a longer growing season, and it gives the grapes time to develop concentration and balance. Cab grapes for the Oberon Cabernet Sauvignon also come from Wooden Valley in 2008, in addition to coming from Rutherford Vineyards and the Michael Mondavi family's Oso Vineyard, which lies at the northeastern end of the valley. I've already told you something about Wooden Valley, and in addition to that source, Tony was able to select grapes from Rutherford and Oso Vineyard, which are two very different sources. Rutherford being on the valley floor, so the vines there are getting a lot of sun exposure throughout the season, and the grapes coming from Rutherford are then known for their fruit flavors and elegance. But that other piece of the final blend comes from Oso Vineyard, which grows on high elevation, rocky hillsides, and the conditions there bring to the blend intense varietal characteristics and really good structure and aging potential. So bringing it all together, that is the blends crafted from each vineyard site, results in very nice complexity in the Oberon wines. And I hope that you enjoy them. Thank you so much. Bye.